2014 World Cup on In Play Radio.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
We're on air for every second of all 64 matches, with hundreds of in-play markets on every game. Expert pundits in the studio, on the line, and in Brazil. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello and welcome along to the first of the World Cup Daily Podcast. We're going to talk about the day's matches on every single day of the World Cup. And my name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
I'm great, thank you. In Leeds. I'm not in Brazil yet.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
But you're counting the days, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Well, counting the days and counting the things I haven't done yet to get myself ready for it. But yeah, I can't wait to get out there. But it's just starting to feel real now, isn't it, Mark?
It is. It's
You know, when England are at Wembley playing Peru, you think, yeah, they're still in England. Now they're in Miami, it just seems a bit exotic.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does. I'm getting giddy.
And unfortunately, they've had similar weather to what we're having in Britain. It's been pouring it down over there. It's hurricane season.
Nice.
But I suppose the good thing about it is it's going to be humid, it's going to be hot, and it will acclimatise them in somewhere towards what it's going to be like in Brazil.
Yeah, I was reading a piece in The Guardian about how they're losing 2 kilograms per training session in the build-up to getting ready for that first match against Italy, because the gear that they're wearing, the multi-layered sportswear that they're wearing, I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? And they're doing like half an hour, I don't know if it's a spin class or just a bike, you know, session in saunas.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible. That really does. You can't really criticise footballers for being like lazy or anything when they're doing half an hour bike sessions in a sauna.
Yeah.
Fair play to them.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And they're taking the hydration very seriously, aren't they? I mean, I thought they were just sticking a couple of extra jumpers on and you know, go on, you're not warm enough, put another jumper on. But they're actually monitoring each player's sweat level, which is horrible, individually, to monitor how they need hydrating on a personal basis, which is incredible technology
It is amazing. I think I'm right in saying England are the only team who are doing that in preparation for the World Cup, and they've each got those tailored like isotonic drinks. I mean, this is something that you're probably not aware of, but we monitor your sweat levels in the office on a daily basis.
I wondered why you were following around with a bucket and squeegee.
We just give you lots of coffee though to kind of sort you out. So, yeah. You know. So once you've had your 14th coffee of the day, you probably don't sweat as much, do you?
No.
Because you're caffeined up to the eyeballs.
Yes. Anyway, let's get back to football, because that's quite a horrific image in my head. England against Ecuador is tonight in Florida, of course. And let's talk about some team news, because an interesting selection possibly in the offing for England. Roy Hodgson said he's going to field an experimental side. And I suppose with there's been a lot of talk around Wayne Rooney, whether he should play and whether Roy Hodgson would have the stones to drop him, so to speak. He's going to play Rooney on the left-hand side this evening. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, when you watch him against Peru, he obviously looks he's lacking in match fitness. We know from Rooney's past, don't we, that he's not the sort of player who bounces back to match fitness straight away. It takes a while, takes 3 or 4 games. I just think it means that Roy Hodgson needs more game time from him. He wants to try someone else up top. Lambert, it looks like, is going to be the lone striker up top. Now, if you think about it, Mark, you know, I know Rooney doesn't like this position, but it's not a bad position for him to take up anyway. If you imagine, when you watch Wayne Rooney playing in that kind of free role almost, or that role just behind the front two or three, he drifts left anyway, doesn't he? Mm. You often see him drifting left. What's wrong with having him left, cutting in and shooting, or cutting in to deliver a ball? You know, this is a player who... I don't think he's going to be hugging the left touchline. You know, he's not going to be like a raiding winger down the left-hand side. I think he's going to be more kind of like an inside left where he can cut in, a bit like Joe Cole played, you know, when he had that fantastic tournament for England where he can cut in and have a shot. I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, I'd like to see Rooney in the team. I just don't think we can build I don't think he's fit enough to build the team around him anymore. I don't think he's good enough at international level to build the team around him. But he obviously offers something different for us. He obviously offers more than other players do. So I've got no problem. I wouldn't mind seeing him playing towards the left anyway, and having someone who's got who's a bit more dynamic, a bit more energy about him in that kind of position, just behind that number 10 slot. I mean, Barkley. I think Barkley's going to play there tonight. I'd love to see Barkley play there. Give him his chance. Why not?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it happens this evening, how it gets on. And like I say, I mean, Rooney just needs the fitness side of it. He just needs to play games. So I can see why he's started him and just thought maybe we'll just squeeze him in on the left. Just he has played there before, of course, Manchester United. So
it's quite vocal in the fact that he doesn't particularly like playing there, isn't he? But you know, so what? That doesn't come into it for me. I mean, the national press are kind of making quite a lot of this today. He doesn't like playing there. He's playing for England. I mean, Roy Hodgson said it. I'll play any player where I want to play that player.
Yeah.
You know, and I expect them to do a job for me. I don't see why it's that much of a negative. He's not having as much influence on games as he should be doing because of his fitness. But then his record this season, you know, he scored lots of goals. I think he created in the top three assists in the Premier League this season. He scored more goals than any England player in qualifying. And you know, there was only about five or six players in qualification who scored more than him. He got seven goals in qualification, which I think is three more than any other England player. So he's got to be in the team for me. It's just finding that right position for him to get the most out of him.
Yeah. Elsewhere in the team, no Steven Gerrard. He's not starting this evening. Frank Lampard will start and will captain the side in his place. Good to see Frank back in the starting lineup.
Yeah. And you know, he's obviously quality. I don't think he'll be in the starting lineup when for the actual World Cup matches. But what a player to bring off the bench. You know, he's been there. He knows how to do it. I think the pace will probably suit him in Brazil in a lot of the matches. No qualms about that. You know, what a reserve captain, Frank Lampard. You know, one of the best England midfielders there's been for a long time. So yeah, no qualms about that at all. I mean, you know, the team that we're being told about on Twitter from a lot of the journalists, the worry is the defence, isn't it? I mean the defence looks pretty weak. If it's Smalling and Jones at centre back, you know, Milner playing right back potentially, I think there's it looks a bit worrying, doesn't it? Shaw's a great player, but in an inexperienced back four, I think from the midfield going forward, it looks quite exciting. But I'd be a little concerned about that defensive lineup if that's what we get tonight.
Yeah, the fact that Luke Shaw's playing left back, he gets a chance to put his name forward, I suppose, he's an exciting young player and he likes to go forward. You've got Milner, who's a midfielder by trade, playing at right back. Do you think we're going to see some attacking down the wings from those two players this evening?
Well, you'd hope so. I mean. I suppose he's trying Milner out just to see what he's like. If he has to play him there, because we're not exactly blessed in that position, are we, anymore? So I guess he's looking at him because he knows he's got the engine to get up and down. He's got, we know he can attack. He's had a great season for Man City. I know he doesn't always get into the first team, but I'm a big fan of Milner. I know he gets a lot of stick. There's a great article actually. I think it was in the Guardian about him and about kind of the background. And he talks about that. You know, the boring Milner Twitter account, and it's really funny. You know, he thought it was someone at City who was running that account, and you know, it gives a bit more personality to the guy. So I think there will be a bit more. I think they'll have to concentrate on defending a bit more than they think, though. You know, it's not going to be I don't think this is going to be a walk in the park at all against this Ecuador side.
Let's look at Ecuador then, on the flip side. Are there any players in there that are screaming out to you as real dangers this evening?
Well, obviously the one that we really know about is Valencia, he's been playing for Ecuador for absolutely ages. We know all about him, obviously, from his Manchester United career. 70 caps for his country. And he scored 8 goals, incidentally. But he's kind of like a level above, you know, what he is for Manchester United, even at his best. He's like a national hero for them. A couple of other players to look out for. One player, Walter Ayavi, who plays for Pachuca. He's 34-year-old, 89 caps, played every second of the qualification phase for Ecuador. So he's like, you know, he's a linchpin in this side. They're expecting him to play. It's a bit of a change side. I mean, you're looking at Felipe Caicedo. He's 49 caps, 15 goals, plays for Al Jazeera. In-play radio listeners probably know quite a bit about him because we do quite a lot of the Arabian football. He's not listed in the starting lineup, the possible starting lineup for tonight. So I think that would be a big miss. You're looking at the Ener Valencia playing up front, and also you're probably looking at Griozo in midfield, who's only had 2 caps so far. So I think this will be a little bit experimental from Ecuador. I don't think it'll be a chock full of really experienced players. Mendes is the most experienced of their players. Edison Mendes plays for Santa Fe, 109 caps, 18 goals, 35-year-old. So a bit of a smattering of youth and experience for Ecuador, but not as much of a change side as we will see from England this evening, I don't think. I mean, you look at their recent form, in friendlies. They've already had 2 friendlies. They went to Holland and drew 1-1. Montero scored after 9 minutes. Van Persie scored after 37, and Holland laboured a little bit against them. There wasn't a lot in that game. They then went to Mexico and lost 3-1. which is not quite as good a result. The one came in the 80th minute. So a bit of a hit and miss team. I read a couple of reports from that Mexico game, and the Ecuadorian fans weren't overly happy with the kind of the body language of the team, which is strange. It seemed like they were a little bit lackluster. I don't think they'll be lackluster against England, though. I think, you know, this the climate will suit them. Admittedly, it's going to be, you know, a little bit cooler than Brazil, and you know the humidity won't be quite as bad. But I think this could suit Ecuador, and you know the way they're going to pass the manager said they're going to pass the ball around. They're going to keep the ball from England. They're not going to try not to let them, you know, get too many set piece opportunities around the box. So I think it's going to be one of those games where Ecuador keep the ball. They make England chase the ball, and I think England might struggle to break them down. I think it'll have to be a wonder strike or, you know, a very clever goal like we saw against Peru to open Ecuador up. I think this could be a low scorer, Mark.
Okay. Well, we'll put some betting on it then in just a moment. I just want to say Ecuador, kind of hard to figure out with the results. I mean, like I say, that draw against Holland looks a pretty good result. The defeat against Mexico is not brilliant. Mm. They only just scraped past Australia with a 90th minute winner. Yep. They drew 2-2 with Honduras before that. It's not a particularly eye-catching result. I mean, what do you make of they're just not consistent enough, are they?
No, not really. No, I mean it is difficult to, you know, to look at the form. I mean, their away form looks dreadful, doesn't it? But then, you know, when you look at their away form in South America, it's not as bad. You know, they don't get tonked by too many teams in the qualification. They didn't win an away game in qualification. They drew quite a few of them, to be fair. But the home form was absolutely sensational. They drew 1-1 with Argentina. Aguero scored after 4 minutes. Castillo equalised after 17, and then it stayed like that. Beat Chile 3-1. You know, everyone's raving about Chile. Beat them 3-1, which was, you know, a fantastic result. Beat Peru 2-0. So, you know, beat Uruguay 1-0, by the way, in the final home qualifier with Montero scoring. So very good at home. You just wonder if the conditions will just suit them a little bit more. I know we've banged on about this, haven't we, that the kind of conditions, you know, in South America and how it will affect the England players and a lot of the European players. Miami is not too dissimilar. You know, the Sun Life Stadium, you know, I don't think it'll be that dissimilar from that. Not quite as hot, as I said, not quite as humid. But I think Ecuador will be confident, and I think because it's England, there'll be a bit of a spring in their step. I'm a bit concerned about this one for England.
Okay, yeah, similar conditions as you mentioned, just a few more hurricanes, a little bit more hurricaney over there. Let's look at the betting.
That'll probably suit England a bit better.
Yeah, just blows a wild free kick in from 40 yards.
Yeah.
Ecuador 7-2, the draw 23-10, and England 5-6. You've mentioned concerns maybe for England this evening. Then is 5-6 too short for you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I couldn't be backing it odds on. Not quite knowing what the team's like. You know, that defence worries me. I've got to say, you know, if we get to tonight and the team's announced and it's, you know, and Cahill's in the back four, I'd be more confident. If it's Smalling, you know, in there with Jones, I wouldn't be as confident at all. You know, if you're looking at Milner, Smalling, Jones, and Shaw, very inexperienced. You know, Ecuador players are canny. You know, there's some very wily players in there. So that would worry me. Like I say, if Cahill's in there, then I wouldn't be quite as worried. The midfield, you know, if you're looking at Wilshere, Henderson, Lallana, you know, with Rooney in there and Lampard, of course, you know, I don't mind that at all. I just think England might struggle to break them down. So I can't have the 5-6. I think the draw is probably the best price. I wouldn't even be surprised if Ecuador actually win it, to be fair.
Right. Okay. I'm just trying to find a double result, see if it's worth backing Ecuador. Mm.
What? So Ecuador at half time, or you know, the draw half time, and Ecuador full time.
Double chance. Sorry. Yeah. You know, Ecuador or the draw, rather than signing with England. But there's that many new markets on the site. It's hard to find them. We've got
loads for the World Cup.
Yeah. Ecuador or draw is 4-5 on the double chance market, rather than the 5-6 in England. Would you play that?
I think I'd just play the draw, actually, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think both teams, you know, it's not about result, really, is it, if we're getting to this stage? You know, Roy Hodgson can quite easily come out and go, look, I wanted to try a few new things. No drama. We drew the game. You know, Ecuador are a good side. They qualify for the World Cup, blah, blah, blah. The conditions suit them, all the things that I've been saying. And he can come out of that and say, I'm pretty happy with that. But, you know, not often England win every game going into a World Cup. There's always got to be a bit of a worry, hasn't there? I think this one might be the one that gets the media going, oh, no. You know, everyone was saying, oh, yeah, we've probably got a good chance after Peru. Well, we always have to be knocked down a step or two, don't we, before we go into it. So I'd be looking at... I can see a score draw. I'm not saying it'll be 0-0. I do think it'll be low on goals. I'd be surprised if there's more than three goals in the match. Just because of the other things that I've mentioned, that I think England will struggle to break them down. Ecuador aren't a really high-scoring team generally. I know they did score they scored a few in one of the games that you mentioned, that 4-3 against Australia. But you know, apart from that, they don't score tons of goals. And in friendlies, you know, they scored one against Mexico, one against the Netherlands, the four against Australia. 0-0 draw against Argentina back in November of last year. Which, I mean, 0-0 against Argentina at home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, that's a good result, isn't it? You know, it's not, we're not talking about any, you know, mugs here. So, yeah, I'd be looking under 2.5 goals. If you want a bit of extra value, the draw at under 2.5 goals would probably be the way I would go in it. But the draw at 23-10s. Good enough for me, to be fair.
Okay, under 2.5 goals is 4-7, so the traders are on to you, Lee. Under 1.5 is 2-1 if you think it'd just be an odd goal or a 0-0. And just trying to find the result match times goals. Drawing under 2.5 goals is 11-4.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it? Yeah. I can't see it being that high score. I think from Roy Hodgson's point of view, it'll be more about, you know, this is an experimental side. It'll be more about keeping your shape, doing everything that you've been told to do correctly. You know, that defence will be nervous if it is particularly weak. So I think it'll be more about containing, and I think it'll be getting some game time. You know, people like Rooney need game time. You know, need to get on the ball, and you'll be looking at different people. So, the bets are draw under 2.5 and 1-1. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about a 1-1 draw. Maybe Ecuador going, you know, taking the lead as well, and England having to peg them back. And again, we're a bit limited because of team news. You don't quite know who's going to play, but I wouldn't mind backing Lambert. If Lambert plays up top on his own, he's the kind of player who scores goals when he's, you know, when he's got a little bit of pressure on his back, he tends to score, doesn't he? Mm. I wouldn't mind that at all. Okay. You mentioned about the markets, Mike. There's so many markets on the. It's worth checking. For 5 minutes, just having to scroll through some of these new markets, you can now back, you know, the specific scores and, you know, play to, you know, so Ecuador win 2-1 and Sturridge score 135-1, that kind of thing. I'm not putting that up as a bet, but now the way the scorecast works, you can actually select your player and it gives you all the options, doesn't it, underneath, yeah. which is great. And what about this one? You know, Cahill scored against Peru. Wouldn't be surprised if we need a goal, a set piece. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you look at Cahill, if he's playing, you know, if Jagielka was to play, you know, someone like that coming up from the back, I'd have a look at the defenders. I mean, you're looking at, you know, some of the, you know, Phil Jones is 11-1 to score any time in the match. I'd have a look at them. You know, I think that's where we could prosper from some set pieces, because, you know it's a bit of a stereotype, but we tend to do them better than the South American teams do.
Okay, fair enough. So probably a tight game. Bit cagey maybe, and England to probably end up with a draw then is the way you're going, Lee.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think the first half an hour pretty cagey, pretty like watching it thinking, God, this is dull. You know, a lot of passing, you know, blah blah blah. And I think, you know, so, you know, I don't think there'll be any score up until half an hour, and then I think I think it might open up a bit as the players tire in the second half.
Okay, good stuff, Lee. Thank you very much. Enjoy it this evening, and we'll look forward to doing this again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're going to be speaking to Tim Vickery as well in the next couple of days to get his thoughts from South America. Tim's the BBC's South American football expert, so we're going to be talking to him through the World Cup. So we'll get a flavour of what's going on in Brazil as well.
Good, plenty to look forward to then. We've got plenty of markets on this game, and you'll hear it on InPlay Radio this evening as well, don't forget that. Plenty of other matches alongside that, maybe stick together an accumulator or something like that. We've got plenty of other teams in action, including Argentina, they take on Trinidad and Tobago. We've got Italy against Luxembourg, Holland play Wales, so plenty going on this evening. Have a few bets, good luck with your selections, and enjoy it this evening.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.